Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. I am mad with a godly anger over what the devil is doing to marriages, what the devil is doing to children. I am angry, and my guest has come up with a supernatural way to devil-proof our families. Do you want to know this?
Yeah.
Me too. I don't know how you two survived. What were you, 17 and how old?
19.
17 and 19, you get married. You don't know God.
No.
You were sabotaged from the get-go. You should have never survived.
No. In fact, we heard that the word around town was, those two will never make it.
Right.
Well, and then you became, how'd you become an alcoholic?
Well, I didn't want to, but my dad was an alcoholic, and I hated it when I watched him growing up, but then I fell into it, and by the time I'm 19, I'm drinking on a daily basis.
So, Trudy, you came to the end of yourself. Tell me about that.
Right. Well, you know, like every girl, I'd known him since I was 12 years old, so we grew up together, and I thought he would be the answer to all my prayers, you know, the knight in shining armor. And we hadn't been married 6 months, and I could tell that things were not going well. It was in the middle of the Vietnam War. We were newly married.
What do you mean by that?
We were having a hard time making a living. And that's a lot of the reason he began to drink. I think it was just having a new bride, and he's fearful. But it just seemed like he came home every night and he would begin to drink, and there was no communication because they forget everything you talk to him about. And I never had felt so alone in all my life. And so that night I cried out to God and I just said, if you don't show me that you are real, I'll never walk in the door of a church again. I'm not going to serve you anymore.
I will never serve you.
And the very next morning when I woke up, there were people at my door with beautiful feet that began to share the gospel with me. And it was my sister and my brother-in-law.
And they told you about Jesus.
Yeah, they began to talk to me about Jesus. And in fact, my eyes were swollen up and my brother-in-law just said this. He said, do you believe God could heal your eyes? And I don't know why I said it. I just said, yes, I do. And he said, can we talk to you about something that happened to us? I said, yes, please. They'd gone to the dentist. And this dentist was a man that was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. And he began to witness to them and got them filled with the Spirit there at the dentist office. And it changed their life completely. And when I heard about it, I just said, I want that.
How do I get it?
How do I get it? And they said, well, we're not really sure, but we'll pray with you. And so I remember I was in my little living room, and it's still the sweetest thing to me to remember. I'll never get over being saved, ever. And I prayed and asked Jesus into my heart. And then I said, I want that other thing, which it's not a thing, it's a person. But I didn't know that then, yes. I want the Holy Spirit. And they said, well, we're not quite sure how to pray with you about that, but just, you know, ask Him. So I remember I reached my hands towards heaven and I began to just beg God, please fill me with your Spirit. And my sister tapped me on the shoulder and she said, well, I know one thing. I don't know a lot, but I know one thing. You don't have to beg Him for anything. He wants you to have this. So I remember I lifted my hands towards the Lord and I was trying to speak in English, and the next thing I know, this beautiful language began to roll out of me.
When I got home that night, you can imagine, she was so joyful. She'd been crying and I thought, what's going on? And she told me, I've been saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. And she thought I would immediately want to jump in. But I said, no, I don't think I want that.
Why?
I thought God was mad at me. Mm-hmm. See, I thought, see, Trudy's sweet and wonderful, but I know what kind of guy I am.
Oh, okay, so God adds a little bit more. You have a marvelous healing.
You grew up with crossed eyes.
Right,
Trudy
right.
took a fall when she was a little 4-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
It triggered a birth defect that caused her eyes to cross.
Couldn't surgery help?
I had 3 surgeries in my lifetime, and they would try to cosmetically fix it. But because it was a birth defect, it would always go back.
I see.
So
it's incurable.
Yeah, it's incurable.
But one night at a home prayer meeting, somebody said, Trudy, would you like to pray for your eyes? She said, yes. So they prayed for her, and within an hour, she looked in the mirror. She took her glasses off. Something was going on with her eyes. She looked in the mirror, and her eyes were totally straight.
Yes.
And she threw her glasses away. Her vision was 20/20.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. That had to push you over, Ken.
You can imagine.
So you became a believer immediately.
She came home. I wasn't there.
No.
I walked in the door. She said, look at my eyes.
What's going on?
And I knew what she was going to tell me. Her eyes were straight. I knew the trouble she had with her eyes.
Look at
and
my
I thought,
eyes.
God is after me, but I still wasn't ready.
Now, Trudy, I understand, is doing some secret work. She's
yes.
laying hands on the bed to get you to be, what
right.
were you doing?
Actually, you know, he's drinking, so he went to sleep real sound every night. So when he would fall asleep, about the only scripture I knew was that when you pray in the Spirit, you pray a perfect prayer.
Right.
And I thought, I don't know what he needs, but the Holy Spirit does. So I would wait till he fell asleep and I would just put my hands on his back and just pray in the Spirit till I fell asleep.
Secret.
Yes.
That's sneaky.
That's a
yes.
sneaky thing to do
yes.
for somebody that's running from God.
Oh, okay. So you're still running. You're on your way to run to a liquor store to mm-hmm. get some more alcohol.
Which was a normal occurrence.
But something happened.
Well, I'm driving down the road and I was thinking about our conversation and her prayers were working. And said the Lord, the only way I know how to say it is, the Lord filled the car. I knew God was there. I heard God speak. And I heard the Lord say to me, I love you. And then he said this, I want to help you. And then the third statement, mm-hmm. he said, why don't you ask me to help you? And there's so much in those three things. God loves everybody. God wants to help everybody. But God can't unless we invite Him in. Now, I didn't immediately do that, but within a few days, I was in our little living room.
Please come into my heart and forgive my sins. Please make me a new man.
You know, the devil knew they were going to do something powerful to give him a black eye.
Yes.
They were going to devil-proof the family. And so he threw everything he could think of at them, but they threw back. Do you remember, you might have seen the Gospel Bill television show?
What's going on, Gospel Bill?
Oh, there's
well,
black legs.
Guess who was Nicodemus? You're looking at him. Nicodemus from God, and thousands of children, a whole generation of children came to the Lord, were encouraged in the Lord because of what they did. They persevered. But I want them to teach you how to devil-proof your family, your marriage, your children. We'll be right back.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds, and now there are no limits. Now you can be mentored and operating in the miraculous and also receive your own supernatural breakthrough anytime, any place.
Whatever you're facing, family problems, financial worries, sickness, depression, this network will make a difference in your life.
Whenever, wherever. Download the free ISN app today.
You know, Ken, most people don't realize what God is up to. God wants a family. What does he mean by that?
Well, you think about how the earth was created. God made a man, and God later made a woman. And so a marriage starts the entire Bible. So we have the Bible beginning with a marriage, and then at the end of the Bible, we see that there's an event called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb, which is a 7-year celebration in heaven with Jesus and the church, where we enjoy seeing, meeting him face to face, other people, and we eat for 7 years, which is awesome. So the Bible begins with a marriage and it ends with a marriage. And then the story is about this family that is very dysfunctional, but God continues to love them and work with them until he can work redemption's plan.
Okay, God wants a family. The devil wants the opposite of what God wants. Most marriages don't know that in addition to their own differences, there is a devil. Ken, what are the differences between men and women, briefly?
Well, men are headliners. We like the facts. We're created by God to be leaders. And so we just want to blow through life. But then women are more detailers. Mm-hmm. Women get into the details of life. They think more out of both sides of the brain, whereas men are more think out of the one side, which is a logical side. But women see things that men don't. The Bible said when Adam was in the garden alone, it's not good that this man's alone. So I'm going to give him a helpmeet. Helpmeet, it says in the King James.
You know, in most marriages, the differences cause a war,
right,
rather than realizing by pulling the two together, they're better than any individual. And as a matter of fact, why do you believe the devil hates marriage so much? I mean, it's coming out more so today than ever before in history.
Right. It's because the marriage is designed to be the foundation of everything in life. And of course, the devil wants to get to the foundation. In fact, the scripture says in Psalm 11, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's talking about righteous people through Jesus.
Is there any family, say children, that are totally rebellious, husbands that are at war with their wives, not realizing the war is coming from the invisible world?
Right.
Yes, there are these differences, but there really is a devil,
mm-hmm,
and he's really fighting you. And rather than falling over and playing dead, you're saying there's something that can be done about it. Is there such a thing as a hopeless marriage, a hopeless relationship with children?
No, I don't believe that. I believe if you will apply the principles of God, know what the Word says, and then grit your teeth sometimes to apply those principles and understand that a husband's greatest gift to his wife is to love and care for her.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you, Trudy, when your husband loves you unconditionally?
It brings security. It brings hope, stability. And you know, when your husband is loving you, it's easy to submit to that because there's no fear there. You're not afraid you're gonna get hurt or trampled on or mistreated, because that's not the behavior that Jesus would treat the church like. So when you see how he treats the church and that he sacrificed and loved it and gave his life for it, when a husband has that attitude about his wife and she knows that, she will jump off a cliff with him, because she knows then that the two of them together are going to create something that's very strong and loving, and it produces that strong foundation.
In fact, the word love is not just a romantic thing, although that's part of it. But the word love in the Hebrew language actually means I will give.
Now, you tell me, Ken, about the spiritual security system. What is that?
Well, it's like, I'll liken it this way. Our house has a security system that we arm, and when we arm it, it protects the perimeters. But if I don't arm the security system, which is my job, I have to arm it. I have to make sure that I do my part. Then it sets up boundaries around my house that can't be penetrated. Well, God's designed His Word to be like that. When we learn how to act on His Word in our family,
mm-hmm,
when we learn how to, in our marriage, give and take, when we learn the importance of protecting our kids and watching over them and setting perimeters in their life, we are setting up a security system around our family that the enemy will try to penetrate. And it's an ongoing daily thing that we mm-hmm must do and be proactive with.
Right.
What is the first thing someone should do to devil-proof their home?
Well, the first thing is you don't cooperate with him. You don't give him permission.
One's going to give him permission.
We give him permission when we don't act on the Word of God, when we don't do what the Bible says mm-hmm to do.
It's time to stop rolling over, playing dead, giving up. There is hope. And I want to inject that to you supernaturally when we come back. I want you to understand there's even a psalm that gives you the full plan to devil-proof your marriage. Be right back.
Call right now and get Ken and Trudy Blunt's powerful spiritual warfare package, which includes their brand new must-read book, Devil Proof Your Family, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Marriage, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Children. This entire spiritual warfare package can be yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9404. In Ken and Trudy's brand new book, Devil Proof Your Family, they give you biblical keys on how to keep the devil out of your home. The book outlines specific God-given strategies that will empower you to develop the mindset of a spiritual warrior as a spouse and parent, safeguard your home from cultural brainwashing and demonic attacks, build an unbreakable unity with your spouse that brings supernatural blessings. You also receive Ken and Trudy's powerful two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Marriage. Get ready to awaken God's potent weapons within you to obtain greater intimacy with your spouse than ever before. Have a marriage as God originally designed it. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you in an unparalleled way to speak life into your marriage and access all of God's promises and destiny. You will also receive Ken and Trudy's two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Children. In this series, you will learn how to train up your children to become champions for God's kingdom, obtain the mindset of a warrior parent, understand how to build a family dynasty that will guarantee an everlasting legacy that follows you into eternity. Learn how to impart the baptism of the Holy Spirit to your children so they will be able to withstand the devil's attacks. The spiritual warfare package includes powerful prayers to declare and decree over your marriage, your children, even over your unborn child. Prayers are included for divine protection, freedom from fear, for supernatural health and healing, and even a prayer for a future mate for those who are single parents.
Do you realize the advantage, the favor your children are going to have in this life that perhaps you didn't have? If you will do this, God is going to back you up.
Don't miss out on getting Ken and Trudy Blunt's powerful spiritual warfare package, which includes their brand new must-read book, Devil Proof Your Family, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Marriage, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Children. This entire spiritual warfare package can be yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9404. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9404 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Ken, you say the devil is always after our seed. What do you mean by that?
Well, I was in a church service not too long ago, and the pastor, I preached on kids, and the pastor came up and talked about, we're going to give an offering, and if you have children away from God, I want to encourage you to give a special seed today, because this is family. We're going to call this family seed for your mm-hmm. children. And he said, don't let the devil steal your seed. If he speaks something to you to give, do it, because the devil wants your seed. And that stuck with me. I thought, the devil is after the seed. The devil is always after the seed. And then I thought, what is our most important seed? Of course, financially, we must have money to make it, but our most important seed is not our money, because we can't take that with us, or it's not your house or your career. Our most important seed is our children. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing you can take to heaven with you, is your children. And so seed must be invested in, must be planted, that it must be nurtured as it grows up. So there's no greater picture in the Bible of the importance of training our children properly than the principle of the seed.
Now, you say there's a supernatural psalm that literally can help devil-proof our home. Tell me about that, Psalm 127.
Psalm 127, five verses that begins, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes but in vain. Well, the Jewish people teach us that the builder is the husband, the father, and the watcher is the wife, the woman, which the man is the one that leads. He's the leader of the family. But the woman is the watcher, or has all these different avenues that they see things. And so God has designed that partnership to then produce children. And then it says that our children are like arrows in the hand of a mighty man. So what is an arrow? An arrow is a weapon, but it's not a weapon unless it's prepared properly, and then unless it's put into the bow and aimed, and then it's fired. So our children, we're preparing them. We're making sure they're a straight arrow. Their shaft is straight. We're making sure that their arrowhead is sharp. We're putting the Word of God in them. And then there comes the day that your children, you love them, but they leave you. And that's God's plan. The entire time they're growing up, we're preparing them for leaving. They begin to leave the day that they're born.
So you actually see this as a supernatural blueprint to devil-proof our homes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is it possible to keep our children from what culture is doing to them?
Yes, there is. Ideally, we do this all the time that they're growing up. We begin when they're young. Take this very seriously. Live this out in front of them. The greatest thing our children, the greatest way they're going to learn how to stand against the culture and the enemy of our time is for us as mom and dad, or if you're a single parent, you can still do this. Model this in front of them.
Tell me about the supernatural blessing of a family serving God.
Well, see, we find it in Deuteronomy, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in what the Jews call the Shema, where it talks about you're to serve, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And then we're supposed to diligently put this in our children.
Right.
Talking about this when we rise up, when we lie down, when we walk by the way. This is talking about a commitment to train our children in the Word of God. And then when we do that, it goes on to say, and God will give you houses that you didn't build. He'll give you cities that you didn't build. He'll give you olive trees, olive vineyards, and trees that you didn't plant. So this is supernatural.
Right.
This is committing to God to love. It's really very simple. Love God, put the love of God in your kids, and then the blessing of God comes on you to do something that you couldn't do on your own.
Okay, there are people watching us right now, and what they're saying is, that sounds wonderful, but it's too late for me. They need some supernatural hope for their children, some supernatural hope for their marriage. I want you to pray for them right now.
I've got that hope for you. And here it is, Acts 16:31, this promise in the New Testament where Paul says, if you'll believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. Now, that is awesome. But he goes further than that. He says, you'll be saved and your house. That means your family. So what we're saying is, you can begin today. In fact, this prayer will release a brand new anointing in your life and in your family to bring this to pass. Why? Because your prayers are powerful.
Right.
They reach out. They can cause events to begin to happen in the lives of your children, your relatives. We're going to pray right now. We're going to stand on Acts 16:31, and we're going to believe that God's going to begin to move in your family. So, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
I ask you right now in Jesus' name for these people that are watching, for their families. We pray that the anointing of God,
yes.
the angels of God, may people come into their path that will preach to them the wonderful gospel that they will hear. Lord, begin to work in these families. And we claim their family members, their blood family members, to be saved, to be touched by the power of God. We command the devil to take his hands off them. And we speak this and declare it to be done in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I'm going to tell some of you this. Do you remember how Trudy would reach over and put her hand on Ken while he's sleeping and pray in tongues? I tell you, the Word of God says in Exodus 12, a lamb for a house, a lamb for a family. You and your house will be saved.
Amen.
We have an invisible enemy, and he is out to destroy you and your family. Too many believers are losing their marriages and their children to the devil because they don't know what they're up against or how to wage war against Satan and his principalities. Just wishing for change doesn't work. You must take action now. Ken and Trudy Blunt want to share the supernatural keys and specific Bible-based steps and strategies to help devil-proof your marriage and thwart the enemy's attacks and dismantle his plans so you can raise a victorious family. Call right now and get Ken and Trudy Blunt's powerful spiritual warfare package, which includes their brand new must-read book, Devil-Proof Your Family, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil-Proofing Your Marriage, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil-Proofing Your Children. This entire spiritual Spiritual Warfare Package can be yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9404. In Ken and Trudy's brand new book, Devil Proof Your Family, they give you biblical keys on how to keep the devil out of your home. The book outlines specific God-given strategies that will empower you to develop the mindset of a spiritual warrior as a spouse and parent. Safeguard your home from cultural brainwashing and demonic attacks. Build an unbreakable unity with your spouse that brings supernatural blessings. You also receive Ken and Trudy's powerful two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Marriage. Get ready to awaken God's potent weapons within you to obtain greater intimacy with your spouse than ever before. Have a marriage as God originally designed it. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you in an unparalleled way to speak life into your marriage and access all of God's promises and destiny. You will also receive Ken and Trudy's two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Children, and the devil's insidious attacks against your children or grandchildren. The devil wants to rob your children's destiny, steal away their innocence, and keep them from the knowledge of God and God's promises for their lives. In this series, you will learn how to train up your children to become champions for God's kingdom, obtain the mindset of a warrior parent, understand how to build a family dynasty that will guarantee an everlasting legacy that follows you into eternity, clearly understand the lines of parental communication, learn how to impart the baptism of the Holy Spirit to your children so they will be able to withstand the devil's attacks. The Spiritual Warfare Package includes powerful prayers to declare and decree over your marriage, your children, even over your unborn child. Prayers are included for divine protection, freedom from fear, for supernatural health and healing, and even a prayer for a future mate for those who are single parents.
There is a special transfer anointing where it's your marriage is hopeless, your children, they're hopeless, but the anointing destroys hopelessness. Do you realize the advantage, the favor your children are going to have in this life that perhaps you didn't have? I want you to know that if you will do this, God is going to back you up.
Don't miss out on getting Ken and Trudy Blunt's powerful Spiritual Warfare Package, which includes their brand new must-read book, Devil Proof Your Family, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Marriage, and their two-part audio CD teaching, Devil Proofing Your Children. This entire Spiritual Warfare Package can be yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9404. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9404 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Every person that knows the Lord has a God package inside of them. And as you listen to my guest speak, you will get revelation of your God package, and you cannot accomplish your destiny unless you know what God has packaged inside of you. And I am believing that everyone is going to get revelation right now.